Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 86, Sakura, Cherry Blossoms in Haiku. Festivals acknowledge them. They are revered by Asian peoples. Japanese weather reports include viewing conditions. Almost weightless, they border on being cliché in modern haiku. And in the Haiku Handbook by William J. Higginson with Penny Harder, variations of Sakura, cherry blossoms, make for 16 springtime kigo, and there are more. And we thought Eskimo have a lot of words for snow. A key element of haiku is the kigo, or season word, an artistic, scientific, shamanic sort of code word that identifies the season, yet more specifically, highlights a particular time of season. Kigo are also grouped by category, and some haiku take place anytime. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. As mentioned in the intro, there are numerous variations of the season word kigo, K-I-G-O, in Japanese. Just a brief background, the Japanese poetry of haiku, there's the season word is like a virtual science. In Higginson's book, he presents them in various sections: season, climate, astronomy, geography, observances, say equinox or Dal festival, getting holy water, livelihood and life. It could be tilling the field, closing the fireplace, animals, and plants. And these categories then apply to all the seasons. So categories within each season, and some of them are, the lists are long. And with the cherry blossoms, for example, there are more than he lists here, I think. And some of the examples, I won't read the Japanese words, but the translations: first cherry blossoms, sakura cherry blossoms, mountain cherry blossoms, thread cherry or weeping cherry blossoms, double cherry blossoms, cherries bloom, cherry blossoms fall, cherry blossoms anciently plum, clouds of cherry blossoms fall, and falling cherry blossoms. fallen cherry blossoms, cherry blossom viewing, cherry flower viewing, moon through cherry blossom petals, old cherry trees flowers. And so that shows you the kind of specificity that Japanese have when referring to particular words, particular phases of the season, and as well, again, the highlight of haiku is showing certain moments, and so these are the various phases within the whole cherry blossom cycle. So it's quite a fascinating thing. And as mentioned in the intro, the shamanistic flavor that I had read of through Robert Haas, his book, The Essential Haiku, and he writes, my personal theory, not especially well informed, about Kigo is that their origin is shamanic, animist, and ritualistic. That the words for winter blast and spring blossoms and summer shower were intended at one time to call forth the living spirits manifested in those natural phenomena. So that to me says that the haiku is not just a response to what we see in nature, but almost like, you know, can be an invocation or a prayer to actually help bring something forth. So, you know, that's a way to kind of approach the haiku, is not just like with a camera, but as a sort of shaman or medicine man that's looking for the, you know, the answers, helping bring about the answers. In my little book, The Haiku One Breaths, I wrote, add this part, as American Indians and other, now I know better to say, Native peoples, and other tribal peoples such as the Inuit, offer prayers to the spirits of animals they catch for food, or the Hopi give prayers and thanks to the Corn Maiden, so too perhaps the haiku poets call forth the living spirits manifested in those natural phenomena, as Haas says. And a little poem that's the opposite of this season, but a poetry friend, local friend, Sheila Martenfeld, she wrote, white footsteps in deep snow, a clean path for the world. White footsteps in deep snow, a clean path for the world. So there you see the kind of both showing the action of going through the snow and the invocation. Have a list of haiku here. There's a fair amount. They're like cherry blossom petals, and pretty much just want to go through them, not say too much. Some of them have comments from the books from whence they come from, and some of the comments really, some of them don't quite understand till reading the comments that fully brings it out. So the first one by Chioni: the sandal maker has come, the first cherry blossoms. And Donegan and Ishibashi, in their book, Chioni Haiku Woman Master, or excuse me, Woman Haiku Master, explain, as the spring comes, people in the colder northern region anxiously wait for the flowers to bloom. Here, the sandal maker brings news of the first cherry blossoms farther south. The interest in sakura from ancient times was as much for its beauty as it was for its being a harbinger of spring and the harvest. It was thought that if the cherry blossoms fell quickly, it foreboded a bad rice crop in the autumn. The sandal maker has come, the first cherry blossoms. And this one by Yasuhara Teishitsu. Ah, ah, that's all I can say. The cherry flowers of Mount Yoshino. And the note from Balbian Bauer's book, Basho called this, quote, the finest haiku ever written. Mount Yoshino, a large hill in southern Japan, has four groves of 100,000 white mountain cherry trees. For 3 days in early April, the hills billow with intense whiteness. Ah, ah, that's all I can say. The cherry flowers of Mount Yoshino. And another by Chioni: evening temple bell stopped in the sky by cherry blossoms. And the note, this haiku depicts the striking traditional beauty of sakura, to which a woman's beauty was often compared, as in the court poetry of the Heian period, 794 to 1186. Also, from a Buddhist perspective, this haiku depicts a moment of non-duality when the mind is stopped. Evening temple bell stopped in the sky by cherry blossoms. And another Long Island poet who passed on a few years ago, wonderful haiku poet, Jerry Barton. That's a she, G-E-R-I. Cherry tree and my heart, both full. Cherry tree and my heart, both full. And backtracking historically to Issa, Kobayashi Issa, cherry blossoms made for haikai poets to exploit. And the notes here are, this is a veiled attack on haikai poets who see flowers only as excuses for making pretty poems. In Issa's day, haikai were linked verses. That's where the individual haiku was extracted from. They were called haikai no renga. And another by Issa, under cherry blossoms, none are utter strangers. Under cherry blossoms, none are utter strangers. And this one is one of mine after meeting a family relative. We had met maybe once before and knew each other, but this particular day was the season, and it was really actually meeting because we actually sat and talked. So that's where this comes from. The cherry blossoms I had seen before, but we just met over tea. The cherry blossoms I had seen before, but we just met over tea. This is by Chora. Everyone going into cherry blossoms, coming out of cherry blossoms. Everyone going into cherry blossoms, coming out of cherry blossoms. A cloud of cherry blossoms, a temple bell. Is it Ueno? Is it Asakusa? Basho. A cloud of cherry blossoms, a temple bell. Is it Ueno? Is it Asakusa? And another Chioni with a note. The moon's shadow also pauses. Cherry blossom dawn. Because the moon's shadow remains longer at dawn in the springtime, it seems to be also stopping in the sky to view the beautiful blossoms. The moon's shadow also pauses. Cherry blossom dawn. And this is by another local poet. Roberta A. McQueen. Daybreak, cherry blossoms in the pouring rain. Daybreak, cherry blossoms in the pouring rain. And the next two are by this poet. Both the wind and children knocking cherry blossoms from branches to lawn. Both the wind and children knocking cherry blossoms from branches to lawn. Months after the blossoms, remembering to notice the cherry tree. Months after the blossoms, remembering to notice the cherry tree. That was one that poem really taught me a lot, the experience of being so wowed by cherry blossom season and then, you know, looking at the tree and thanking it and saying hello all the time, and then, you know, a few months later realizing, oh my gosh, I have been ignoring the cherry tree and I must not do that. So now I make a point to say hello to the cherry tree often when going out or coming home. And here's some by people I don't know off a website somewhere, which I forget where. This is by Andrew Rayuda. Cherry blossoms. With my daughter in my arms, I am weightless. Cherry blossoms, with my daughter in my arms, I am weightless. And this, a couple by, sometimes they have children's or teens haiku poetry contests and such like. So this is by, at the time, age 11, Pearl Bird from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Late for school, cherry blossoms in the way, I can't get through. Late for school, cherry blossoms in the way, I can't get through. And Hannah Johnston, age 10, Vancouver, British Columbia. A cherry blossom has the color of a rose. The silence says all. A cherry blossom has the color of a rose. The silence says all. That's one of those that just, you know, sometimes kids can do as good a haiku as one of the haiku masters. And then I'll put the link up. There is a site. I don't know if he had the most of them, because obviously there'd be tons of cherry blossom haiku written over the years. But there's a website, haikuguy.com, and there's a list of Kobayashi Issa's haiku, and it's just my finger got almost sore scrolling. There are so many. So going to read a few of those. Curled to sleep, the important official in cherry blossom shade. Curled to sleep, the important official in cherry blossom shade. Even an old man has New Year's eyes, cherry blossoms. Even an old man has New Year's eyes, cherry blossoms. A corrupt world in its latter days, but cherry blossoms! Exclamation point. And the note on this is one of the words, the terms refers in Pure Land Buddhism to, quote, these latter days, end quote, of corruption. The beauty of the blossoms makes up for the depravity of the world. Issa adds emphasis by repeating cherry blossoms, sakura, sakura. This repetition doesn't work as well in English, says the person who wrote that. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but in any case, reading this one, it was kind of like my reaction and some other people that read it were like, boy, some things just don't change. A corrupt world in its latter days, but cherry blossoms. Or, you know, to put an optimistic spin on that, you know, things cycle and things do change. And but as reading that shows how certain aspects of society and culture are putting up a good fight, the corruption level that's going on today. But hopefully this is the end times of the corruption, not the end times as some of the rapture freakouters would like to think. And this one gets a note, has a word, the daimyo, Daimyo is one of the spellings, or Mio. And the Wikipedia notes, subordinate only to the shogun, daimyo were the most powerful feudal rulers from the 10th century to the middle 19th century in Japan. Whew, that's quite the reign there. This starts off with L-O exclamation point. Lo, the cherry blossoms have forced a daimyo to dismount. Lo, the cherry blossoms have forced a daimyo to dismount. So let's see, if we were writing this today, it would be something like, you know, lo, the cherry blossoms have forced a corrupt police officer to dismount, or a corrupt politician to dismount, or you get the point. And recently, Peter Matheson passed away. He was a well-known writer and also a Soto Zen priest. And there's a lovely little 4-minute video. I'll put that link up too. And at the end of that video, he recites a couple of haiku. And one he wasn't sure. He says it's by Basho. And wow, it's very touching and very Zen. Very, you know, it's one of those, like people talk about being in the moment, be here now. We hear that over and over. And it's true, but this is a way of almost it's a way that the haiku or poem can say that in an experiential, deep way. How lucky is he who can see the cherry blossoms fall and not say, "Ah, time is passing." And the way Matheson explains it in the video is that, you know, simply to be in the moment is to experience it, whether, you know, whatever, what is going on with someone, whether they are ill or very young or very old or whatever the situation, or concerned about what to do next, but just to be in the moment. How lucky is he or she who can see the cherry blossoms fall and not say, "Ah, time is passing." So it's, you know, to just be one with the moment and the cherry blossoms. So there's a gist of how the deep and powerful the cherry blossom festival in Japan is, and how much it impacts us, and you know, the oneness described, people getting together, some wonderful photos online of cherry blossom trees with just hundreds of Japanese people sitting outside and picnicking. So we're fortunate that those trees have been brought over here. As far as I know, they come from over there, and to enjoy the cherry blossom seasons. And I'll wrap this up by remembering a note that when after the cherry blossoms fall in the yard here, typically like to rake them up, because there's so much, the green lawn becomes literally covered in pink. It's quite beautiful. But in order to help the grass, you know, keep growing for the season, we'll rake the cherry blossoms. And especially when, if they're wet, but even other times, I was amazed the first few times I had put them in the trash bags. This is suburban necessity for getting rid of them. One could compost, but anyway, putting them in the plastic trash bags, and I was amazed at how heavy they are. Reminded me of snowflakes. You know, you see the tiny little snowflake, which is different when you're shoveling 12 inches of snow, and here we have the same thing, kind of thing, from the opposite angle. The tiny little soft, delicate cherry blossom is quite heavy en masse. So I hope you get to see some kind of blossom tree near you. The apple blossoms, the plum blossoms, or cherry blossoms. So enjoy the season, and thanks for listening. Have a good one. And we'll go out with a track from YouTube. It's called Traditional Music of Japan, Koto Strings. And I don't know if this is specifically for cherry blossoms. It does say cherry blossoms in the title. That may be the lovely calligraphy picture with bird and blossoms that's on the, along with the music. But this is traditional music of Japan.